Hello and welcome to another edition of Mets Musings. It is the St. Patrick's Day edition. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you all out there. I hope you're wearing your green. I've got my green on there, my Mets green cap in honor of the day. Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, so it's a beautiful day here in New York. I'm sure it's the same in Florida, having great weather down there, so the guys have been able to get their work in. Some of them have not yet made an appearance, like Jeff McNeil has not. He was having little aches and pains there and pulled muscles and partial tear of his UCL, but he is going to he's feeling better, and he's going to make his debut in spring. Probably playing some minor league games. That's usually what they do. They'll have him play in major and minor league games, and he'll hit leadoff, and so he gets more time at bats. Guy like that just needs at bats. He needs needs to get his rhythm. He needs to get his timing, and it's all just comes with practice. So, but the Mets did make some news. They named Jose Quintana their opening day starter. They named him on Wednesday. He's going to open it up against the Brewers, and the decision to go with the lefty comes after, knowing that Senga wasn't going to be ready for opening day with that right shoulder injury. We have a little update on him coming up right next, but, Quintana was the obvious choice as, being a veteran and being around the block. So Jose Quintana is going to be the opening day starter. And if you know, it's a nice honor for him, considering that he missed last year with an injury himself when he had an operation that didn't get back until I think it was June or July or something. He's healthy this spring, thank goodness, and he will be the opening day starter. And he's got 2 weeks to get stretched out a little bit more, and had a good ERA this spring so far, but a small sample of work. But, this team may be better than we think. The pitching staff has seemed to have come together. Starting pitchers look pretty good. The bullpen has been very good. Edwin Diaz made his return and looked sharp as could be. So, he's itching to get back, I'm sure. You know, all that rehab he did, and he's itching to get back into action, and he looked good in his first action in spring so far. So, good on that. And, but I think this team could surprise a few people. The whole key to everything, of course, is going to be health. Got to stay healthy. If you stay healthy, things could happen. And don't forget, Senga's out. He's coming back. We'll have a little bit of an update on him. And that'll be a boost somewhere in the course of the season. And so, if he can pitch like he did last year, and, McGill has looked very good. Houses look good. They've all looked pretty good so far. So keep your fingers crossed. Again, if they can stay healthy, they have a good shot. I think a good shot at wild card contention, and even winning a wild card. Don't think they can win the division. The Braves are just still too tough. The Phillies are a tough team. And not that they made a lot of moves, both teams, but they made a couple of moves that I think strengthened them a little bit. But I think the Mets can be up there. I think they can fight for that wild card spot. So we'll see how that goes. Talking about Kodai Senga a minute ago, he will not return to a throwing program for at least another week to 10 days. That was announced on the other day, on Friday. So that pushes his timeline back another week or so. So you figure if he's not going to start throwing, if he has no setbacks, that will be around the 23rd, 22nd, in that time period. And he'll need about 5 or 6 weeks, I would imagine, out from there. So that means we could see him, if all goes well, we could see him around March. Not March, I'm sorry, around May, middle of May, sometime in that period, maybe the end of May. So look for him then. Again, depending upon how they play, I would not rush him at all back into action. I would just, let him make sure he gets healed first off, and then make sure he gets stretched out and he's good and loose and nothing, hopefully nothing can go wrong from that point to the rest of the season. So, but Kode Sungay, that's the latest update on him. He's been pushed back a week before he starts throwing again. He suffered a moderate right posterior capsule strain. I'm not a doctor. It doesn't sound good, but you hope for the best. You hope he can do it. In other news, we have Mets legend Darryl Strawberry revealed on Monday night that he was recovering in the hospital from a heart attack. Darryl Strawberry had a heart attack. He was released, thank goodness, on Friday. And in a story written by Bill Ladson of MLB.com, Strawberry said he's feeling good, but he has been told he cannot travel or preach for a month. He also said he believes his life was saved by his wife, Tracy, who insisted that he go to the emergency room after experiencing chest pain. So, even the great ones, and we think these guys are, Superman, but he's getting older too. He's got to be up there. I don't know how he's got to be 60, I guess, by now. But Darryl Strawberry had a heart attack, so it makes us all take a thought about our own mortality and things that go on in life. Strawberry's number 18 will be retired on Saturday, June 1st. Hopefully, you'll be okay by then, against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the Mets are also retiring Dwight Gooden's number 16 this year. And his number will be retired on Sunday, April 14th, against the Kansas City Royals. So, two Mets legends having their numbers retired this year. And it's a nice gesture. I'm not sure that they did it enough to get their numbers retired. They were big stars here in New York. And for a limited amount of time, and but it's not my decision, and if the fans are happy with it, I'm okay with it. It's fine with me. So those two guys are getting their numbers retired. All right, let's take a quick break, and we will come back right after this.
Baseball and BBQ, your place for interesting baseball talk, opinions, and history.
Baseball and BBQ, your place for barbecue recipes, tips, and interviews from the world of barbecue. If you like baseball and if you like barbecue, then tune in to Baseball and BBQ. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and BaseballTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that Baseball PhD can be heard on BaseballTalkRadio.com?
Our shows rotate with other top baseball podcasts.
Now don't forget, that's BaseballTalkRadio.com.
With us, we'll help you get a PhD in life through baseball.
With BaseballTalkRadio.com, you'll hear the rest of the excellent universe of baseball podcasts.
And we're back. And some sad news in Mets Nation is Jim McAndrew a former major league pitcher for the Mets and Padres, 69 world champion, has passed away at the age of 80 years old. While Andrew was sometimes overshadowed by Nolan Ryan and Tom Seaver and Jerry Kuzman, he was a really dependable back end starting pitcher, and occasionally he relieved as well. So he did both things. In 146 games with the Mets, 105 of those were starts. The Iowa native went 36-49, but pitched to a ERA of 3.54. As I said, he was a member of the 1969 World Series championship team, and although he did not pitch in the postseason, he did help the Mets win the NL East that year, tossing 135 innings with 3.47 ERA. And our condolences go out to the McAndrew family. Rest in peace, Jim McAndrew, 80 years old, had a good long life, and a very, very nice man. Met him once or twice, and it just couldn't be nicer. Our condolences again go out to the family. Pitcher Sean Manea has a new look in camp. He had an outing. It wasn't so good, so he decided he wanted it changed, and he made a big change by cutting his hair and shaving off his beard. So it's it's one of those stories of spring training, and you see the wackiness of a professional athlete, but whatever works, whatever they think will work, and more power to them. And the Mets informed the reporters, Tim Britton of the of the Athletic, that right-hander Matt Kranick has a grade 2 left hamstring strain. The righty will be shut down for 7 to 10 days. We'll need time to build up after that. After which we will see, where he goes. Whether he'll start the season on the injured list. That would be my guess. He would start on the injured list and then go to a minor league camp for rehab, and perhaps go to a minor league team to start the season until the Mets may need it. The Mets also announced on Friday left-handed Joey Lucchese has been optioned to AAA Syracuse. The 30-year-old went 4-0 with a 2.0 ERA in 9 starts for the Mets last season, striking out 32 46 2/3 innings. He gave up 4 earned runs in 1 1/3 innings this spring. So the Mets also optioned Reed Garrett to Syracuse, and infielder Ryan Bannon and Austin Allen were reassigned to minor league camp. As for other cuts, top 30 prospects catcher Kevin Parada, outfielder Drew Gilbert, Jet Williams, Luis Angel, Acuna, Mike Vassell, and Christian Scott were all cut and sent back to minor league camp, as was Eric Ulsri, Cam Robinson, pitcher Danny Young, and pitcher Colton Ingram. And these are all the cuts so far in camp. Taylor Colway, Chad Smith, Nate Lavender, Alex Ramirez. He was optioned to Double A, while Grant Hardwick and Josh Walker have been optioned to Syracuse in Triple A. So, that's all the cuts from spring training so far, unless there was some made today that I don't know about yet. In January, the Mets announced plans to create a dance team for the 2024 MLB season. That team, the Queens Crew, is now assembled. The dance crew will be part of a freestyle and choreographed hip-hop performance on game days at Citi Field, is co-ed and made up of up to 19 members. That's a big dance crew. And, of course, this is the trend now. You got to have a lot of entertainment going on between innings and whatnot. This is not much different from what they do in Brooklyn. They had a great dance team, brought in another dance team, and that was co-ed. And quite frankly, it's not as entertaining. It's not as good. But this is the way of the modern world, I guess, where you have to keep everybody busy and entertained the whole time. Years ago, the only entertainment between innings was the guy yelling peanuts or popcorn or hot dogs. And if you got one of those guys that threw the peanuts all over the place, the bags, that was your entertainment. So times have changed, I guess. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week's show. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope we updated everything for you that you needed to know about the New York Mets. And as I said, opening day is coming fast, something like 11 or 12 days away. So we will have another show before that, I promise. Try to break down a little bit more for you. I'd like to wait until most of the roster cuts are made, so we know what the roster is going into the season, but we'll see how that all plays out in the upcoming weeks. All right, so I hope you'll hit the ad and the subscription button and the like button if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening to this on one of your podcast suppliers, please hit the subscription button if they have such a thing, or a favorite button, so that way you'll always know when another edition of Mets Musings is coming out or is out. So until next time, remember to keep the faith, stay optimistic, and let's go Mets. And I'm Gary Mack, and I'll see you next time on another edition of Mets Musings.